Are you ready to get revved up? Are you ready for some more common sense, positive information with Mike Spillman's Future You University? Strap yourself in and let's get started. Here's your host, Mike Spillman.
All right, welcome to another episode of Mike Spillman's Future You University, where we believe that your greatest education takes place on the campus of your mind. I also believe as long as there is breath, there is hope. Yes, I'm going to say it again. Do not miss that important fact. As long as you're alive, as long as you're breathing, you do have the opportunity to start change, to start turning things around and going in a different direction. Easier said than done? Well, of course it is. Anything worthwhile is easier said than done. Do not become overwhelmed, no matter how big, no matter how dark, how impossible it may seem, that as far as the opportunity to turn things around, but you can begin that process today. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you, Hudson, for another great introduction. If you would, let's just pause for a moment. I just want to take a moment and thank God for today's opportunity. God, thank you for today, for the listener, whoever they are, wherever they are, whatever time that they're listening to this. God, I don't know who they are. You do, and you know what's going on in their life. Help them to understand, Father, that they're not here by accident, but they are here for a reason. So, Father, may they have their ears open and their hearts open as well. Use me, God, to get the message across that needs to be gotten across today. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you promised to do. Father, in the power and in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Thank you again for joining me as we continue down the path of Positive Mindset 101. And in the last episode, obviously, if you've not listened to the first two episodes, you need to go back and do that. We talked about navigating the minefield, or what I call the mind, M-I-N-D, field, as you decide and desire to improve your mindset for this new year, that there are things that you've got to be aware of that can sabotage this desire and this dedication to improving your mindset. So really quickly, the things that I listed was TV or live stream, whatever it is that you watch. Another thing I listed was music, social media, bum, bum, bah, okay, texting or who you talk to on the phone, and also what you read. Now, those are just some examples, and I encouraged you to sit down and look around for yourself and even go further than that. Here is the thing. Some of you aren't going to like this, but that's okay. Are you here to hear what you want to hear and be pleased, or are you here to hear what you need to hear in order to change and improve your mindset? What I'm going to call what we're looking at today is simply R and R. No, it's not rest and relaxation. It is remove and replace. Now, again, this is going to be difficult, but I'm going to use the same type example that I've used before. Someone that is trying to lose weight. I know back when I decided I was going to lose weight. Listen, I was raised, I'm still living in the South. I was raised, everything was fried. My mama, when it was when school was not in session, so we were at home for all three meals, we had big meals all three meals. We had big breakfast. We had big lunch. We had big suppers. Fried everything. Sweets, bread, all of that. I grew up that way. I continued that way. And when the time came for me to finally, and when I did decide it was time, I decided it was time to make a change. I had to change my diet. I did not go on a diet. That's a misconception. You don't go on a diet. You are on a diet regardless of what you eat. That's your diet. You can change your diet. And I had to do that. I had to decide to change my diet and get rid of a lot of the stuff that I was eating and how much of it I was eating and start trying to eat things that were healthier and better. And again, just not so much of some of the stuff that I was eating. So I had to remove some of the things that I was eating and taking in as my diet, and I had to replace and change my diet. It is the exact same process in changing your mindset. You must remove, out of these things that we talked about in the last podcast that I just listed for you, we must remove, got to be honest first, remove those things that are bringing a negative attack on your mindset. you must decide and you must remove and replace them. Right? It's the same thing. This is a diet, the diet that you are feeding your mind. And you must replace these things that are part of a negative diet and replace them with a positive diet for a positive mindset. So what does that mean? Well, television, again, whether you're live streaming or whether you're watching television live, whether you're watching YouTube videos, whatever it may be, is to decide how important that is to you. That's the only way you're going to do any of this, by the way, friend. You have to decide, you have to be honest, and you have to determine how important it is to you and seek out things that are going to be positive, things that are going to be encouraging. The music that you listen to, not just does it have a good beat, but what is the message? Social media, you will many times have to remove some of the people that you connect with. Boy, a lot of people don't like to hear that. I call it weeding your garden. I've done that from time to time, and I'll usually put a post up that says, well, today I had to weed my garden. And I had to decide that I could not allow myself to ingest the junk that they were putting out. And I removed them. And I do replace them with positive information. Same thing with texting, same thing with what you read. I'm not going to go into great detail with that because you have to decide that. Now, if you have questions about that, you can email me directly, mike@futureyouuniversity.com. This information is down in the description below. You can go to my Facebook page, which is what I've got listed there for my website, futureyouuniversity.com. Ask the questions there and just love to communicate with you and see what it is that you need from me in that area. But you must remove and replace in order to move on. Now, we'll get into on the next podcast what I promised you. Now starting to get into relationships. Woo, some of those. It's hard, if even possible, to replace some of those, right? So be thinking about that. Go now look and see on these things that we talked about in the last podcast and start seeing what you need to do to remove the negative and start replacing it with something positive. Until next time, whatever you do, be sure to make it an awesome day. Have a blessed day by being a blessing in somebody's day. Until next time, take care.